Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Line will partner with Mizuho Financial Group to create a bank to provide financial services to the close to 80 million users of Line's messaging apps. Line will own 51% of the bank. Mizuho will own the other 49%. Line also announced retailers who accept Line Pay services will be able to process payments from Tencent's WeChat starting early next year, taking advantage of the rising Chinese tourism in Japan. Huawei posted a teaser on Weibo for a phone with a circular camera cutout placed in the top left corner of the screen. A leaked image of a screen protector for a Samsung phone shows a similar circular camera cutout in the screen, which Samsung confirmed to The Verge. The Dutch Data Protection Authority and the UK's Information Commissioner's Office have fined Uber a combined $1.17 million for a 2016 data breach that exposed personal data of 2.7 million UK customers and 174,000 in the Netherlands. Uber admitted the breach in November 2017, which affected 57 million users worldwide. In September, Uber agreed to pay $148 million to settle claims related to the breach in the United States. Amazon Web Services Vice President of Infrastructure Peter DeSantis introduced the AWS Graviton processor Monday. Instances using the Graviton will be called EC2 A1 and can run apps written for Amazon Linux, Red Hat, and Ubuntu. The ARM-based processor will be offered alongside instances using Intel and AMD processors. Google posted to its blog that the Pixel Slate will be available at retail Thursday, November 29th. People who pre-ordered have started receiving their shipping notifications. The Pixel Slate costs from $599 to $1,599, depending on the configuration. A keyboard costs an additional $199 and a pen $99. Apple announced its Entrepreneur Camp Monday, offering intensive coding lab, specialized support, and ongoing mentoring to women, including transgender women. The camp will bring women-led startups with at least one woman employed to Apple's Cupertino campus for 2 weeks each quarter. Facebook's Watch Party feature is now available on all pages and profiles worldwide. The company says there have been more than 12 million watch parties since it launched the feature in groups in January. Facebook is also adding threaded comments and the ability to schedule a watch party ahead of time. WhatsApp's chief business officer, Neeraj Arora, is leaving the Facebook-owned company to spend time with his family. Arora has worked for WhatsApp for 7 years. 60 Google employees published a letter calling on their employer to end its work on Project Dragonfly. The project explores how a Google search engine could work in China while complying with Chinese content filters. The letter, which also was backed by Amnesty International, said, quote, "We object to technologies that aid the powerful in oppressing the vulnerable wherever they may be." A ruling by French data regulator CNIL found that a company called Vectory was in violation of the GDPR in its real-time bidding advertising function. Vectory said it had contracts that required partners who provided it data to obtain consent under the GDPR, but CNIL ruled that contracts were not enough on their own, and Vectory must validate that consent was received before using the data. A consent chain using contracts is part of the International Advertising Bureau's standard GDPR compliance regimen, but IAB Europe said Vectory likely did not implement it properly. Consumer agencies in Norway, the Netherlands, Poland, and four other European Union countries allege Google tracks users in violation of the GDPR. While Google says location tracking is off by default, the complaints claim user consent is not freely obtained, since users feel they must turn on location in order to make certain fundamental features work. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.